Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, you might want to cut the very start of Creed because Buzz was in there alone.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good, maybe a half second, but it was good.
It was a tough one.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by, we will get to Buzz's afternoon show fantasy football league commissioner Buzz's update after I give you the update on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you sign Kyle Schwarber for 5 years, $150? What do you think the poll is at?
90% no.
56% no.
Wow. So yeah. It's 46% that would do it?
Well, you know, they're all like, not my money. Yeah, sign him for $1 billion. I don't care.
Yeah, even I'm not in for $150.
No, absolutely not. Commissioner Buzz is here with the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League update. Commissioner Buzz?
Oh, man.
Happy to be here.
Oh, what's up, Buzz?
Let's kick it off with Spike, how you did this week. You entered the week on the wrong side of the rankings bubble.
Yeah.
He needed a win to get back to 500.
Yep.
Taking on Tony. Worth noting, Tony scored 67, which is the lowest weekly point total anyone in the league's had all season.
Yes. I did have a pretty good week,
but,
though.
Yeah, I was going to say, Spike's team still played well. He had Cam Scadaboo with 31, Jackson Smith and Jigba with 30, Tyler Warren, Josh Allen had pretty good week. Spike wins 131-167, although should be noted, yet another New York wide receiver injury. Garrett Wilson is now out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. You know, the bench coming through, I have some hope for my team with Scadaboo now a legit, you know, running back. And I've got Butte sitting on the guy from New England.
Yeah, it's good. Drake May.
Might be decent with Garrett Wilson out. So if we can...
Garrett Wilson said we're 0-6.
Yeah. My knee
I'm
hurts.
I'm not coming back so far.
Yes. So hopefully we can weather this storm of injuries. Maybe Pearsall comes back too. All right.
Let's get to Jack. Number 4 ranked, smoke and mirrors here.
Yep.
Taking on George, who for the second straight week had a starting player on bye with Justin Jefferson.
I
reached out to him. I was like, you got to set your lineup.
Yeah.
But for the second straight week, he won with a player on bye, defeating Jack. It didn't matter. He beat Jack with a bye. He had a total of 3 players cracked double digits. Jack did. He loses 112-85 to George.
He's getting 85.
Yeah.
Just when he embraces his team and starts talking trash, that's when it all comes crashing down.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
It was a good run.
Already given up. You already gave up.
They stink. They're a little engine that could, but we ran out of gas.
Little engine that can't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ike still 4-2.
Well, listen, the Eagles are 4-2.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
We've got turmoil. No one believes in us.
Okay.
We're kind of like, we're the Bills. Sorry, the Bills also fraudulent.
Ike flying high off his first win last week. This past week, he had an amazing opportunity to stamp himself as a legitimate team against Marcus. A.J. Brown, 14, which is good for him.
Yeah. Wow.
That might be a season high.
Dallas Goedert with 26. Jameson Williams, 18. Ooh. Drake May, 33. Ooh. Surely this would be enough. Except Marcus had the highest weekly total that anyone's had all season with 181.
That's not right.
Yeah, how did I get matched up with him? This
totally annihilating Ike. 181, 125.
What are you going to do about that, Buzz?
What's on his team? Who does he have? 181?
Yeah, Mahomes. 37 from Mahomes. 31 Pickens. From Pickens. He had 24 from McCaffrey. 21 from Trey McBride. 15 from Jalen Waddle. 15 from Chris Olave. He just has no bad players.
Oh, he needs some injuries there. I mean, you know, soft, not ones that are really bad.
Man, Daniel Jones is his backup quarterback.
Oh, wow. Daniel Jones is the second best quarterback in fantasy this year.
I was going to say, he got Nico Collins on the bench. Jordan Mason was on the bench.
He offered to trade me Daniel Jones for I got a trade request from him today. Daniel Jones for Njigba. What do I get to do with Daniel Jones? I got Josh Allen.
You actually do need a quarterback this week because Josh Allen's on
bye. Yeah, but I already put in and Purdy might be back. I think I'm fine. Right. Yeah.
Got to point this out.
Yes.
Now, Commissioner, you didn't point out the positives that I had this week.
No, I said all those players who had good weeks.
First of all, I was the third highest scoring team in the league.
Okay. Wow, what was your total?
125.
Okay.
Secondly, I outscored my projection by 7.
Amazing.
Congratulations, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, those are positives.
Outscoring the projection.
It's like we beat the GPS.
Yeah.
I get excited when I beat
the GPS. Dude, it's a great feeling.
Yep,
it's a great feeling.
Yep.
Yes.
The Eagles lose and cover the spread Sunday. Does that work?
Yeah. It does for Ike.
Yeah, it does for me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I just want to say I'm making progress. That's
obviously.
All.
Okay. Obviously.
Yes. Okay.
We're about halfway through the season.
You got your eyes on playoffs?
I do.
Okay.
Because you know what's happening?
What?
Everybody's coming back.
Oh, there you go.
It's going to be bunched up at the bottom of that fifth and sixth seed is going to be bunched up.
Yep.
Tiebreakers.
Well, Ike, I'll give you one more takeaway, positive takeaway for you. You dropped the 1-5, but the only bright side for Ike is he scored enough to not be in last place anymore.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
He's up to 10th place. He's climbing the standings.
That's what I'm saying.
Tony's now in last place.
I'm climbing.
All right.
Watch out.
Tony's in last place with 2 fewer points than Jack.
Yeah, because I'm in front of you too, Jack.
Well, I'm 4-2.
Not in the standings, but points-wise.
Yes, point-wise is what I'm saying.
Other takeaways, Yoshi had another Mickey Mouse win, 97-82 over Derek.
He is a fraud.
Sitting in a playoff spot now. That's who Ike's got to chase down.
Yep.
And a look ahead to Week 7, America's Game of the Week, some are calling it. The defending champ in Spike taking on the new hot team in Marcus.
That's a big matchup.
Big game for the rankings.
Come on, Spike.
Yeah, Josh Allen's on bye. His schedule loss.
Wow. Scheduled loss in America's Game of the Week.
Yeah. How's your fan base handling you saying on the mic this is scheduled loss?
Well, look, you know what? I won a Super Bowl, so I got that on my resume. Right.
So we're not allowed to rip you this year because you won the title last year.
I got a championship. I got it on my resume. Yep.
That's fair.
Let's get to the rankings. We're going to go 1 through 5 because again, more suspense at the back here. Marcus, he stays at 1. He won this week, 181. 125 over Ike. Dustin, he stays at number 2, 153-111 win over RC. George, he stays at number 3, 112-85 win over Jack, if that even counts. Number 4, Ricky gets the bump up one spot, 131-91 win over Bam. And back in the rankings, Spike Eskin.
There it is.
Disgusting.
With a 131-67 win over Tony.
There it is.
How's Bam's team? How's that looking?
He's in 11th.
If I hear you.
I got it, how it's looking.
If there is any... Look, I watched the Eagles game. I was appalled by it. If you asked me if I was disappointed that it was Scataboo that scored 3 touchdowns, maybe I wasn't quite as disappointed. If it's going to be anybody on the Giants.
Philly season.
May as well be your team. Could be one of your players.
Yep. Kirkering fires to the backstop, but you were happy because you flipped over and saw Scataboo's name.
Well, look, you know. All right, Buzz. Great job as always.
Real quick, here is the sound from the beginning of Creed.
Okay.
Oh.
Heaven save me.
Oh, I just want him first. Oh yeah.
Well,
do it again.
Yeah, it's tough, but.
Maybe it
actually wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah, it wasn't as pronounced as it felt.
Yeah, it wasn't. And everyone just starts chiming in an odd way.
All right. All right. I don't need to hear that anymore. Great job, Buzz.
Thank you.
As always.
Great job, Commish.
Jack, before we get back to the phones, I'm thinking about, we talk about, I said I was a champion in fantasy last year, but the overwhelming champions in all of the world is National Appliance Warehouse.
That's exactly right, Spike. And, you know, championship situations, teams are built on, you know, their foundation. What's the foundation at National Appliance Warehouse? Well, one, it's their team.
Yes.
I mean, you walk in there, they treat you like family, they're having a good time, but they're knowledgeable. Industry-leading service team, there to take care of you. And if that's a place that you want to join, listen, Mark Stamatkin has built a great culture at National Appliance Warehouse. If you want to join their team, all you got to do is email Scott at NAWDE.com. That's Scott at NAWDE.com. So you can work for a great company, one of the fastest growing retailers in the Delaware Valley. Number one.
If you end up getting that job from emailing from this, we will mention you on there.
Of course.
For sure.
Always tell them Fritz on you.
Yep.
Tell them Fritz. But, you know, that's the first thing. Second thing is you're going to get a great price that is guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Also, tax-free Delaware. Again, showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown, and they always have great savings events going on. But on top of that, the most important thing is you're going to get the right appliance for you. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, in a 15,000 square foot showroom. They have what you need at National Appliance Warehouse. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showrooms again in Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today, in tax-free Delaware today. And make sure you tell them Fritz sent you.
Jack, should I go in the order that you got here up on the thing? Okay. All right. CJ.
There's a lot of phone calls we got to run here.
Yes. Let's run some calls.
Come on.
CJ in Texas, you're on WIP.
Was good. Hey, I'm gonna start off. Let me get some of that Ike juice since you already.
They must been drinking that Ike juice.
Hey, great hat, Ike. How you doing?
Thank you, brother.
Jack. Hey, this is kind of sad though. You out here talking about I got 7 points though. That's
well, 7 points more than I was projected. That's,
yeah,
that's
I mean,
progress.
Look.
Basically a win.
Yeah,
that's progress, CJ.
Hey,
I got some of the worst luck I've ever had in fantasy football this year. I'm just saying.
Hey, you can't have worse luck than I had last night. I'm going to win a parlay quarterback fumbles.
Pass
a yard. This dude fumbles and they close the game. I was like, what in the world is going on? Like, man, what in the world is going on?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
But y'all had on, you know, the horrible OG Wade. And just listening to this guy, you asked him, like, well, what did Jalen do wrong? And I instantly just came up with a list. Like, get the ball out faster. Throw to the middle of the field. Get on the center. Not lock in on one receiver. Hey, this year, hey, I give him credit. He started throwing. He's thrown to the running back some, but not much. Another thing he can do, lead your team like everybody say you are. You say you're stoic. You should be able to mend this thing with your receiver. You should make it to where, hey, even if I don't like you, I can get you the ball, man. I can make it not be known that we got issues because – you get fed. But I do think it is the coaches. I've already told you that. I think it's the coaches. And people wonder why. Like, hey, why people get on Kurt so bad. I'm going to name a couple teams real quick. The 98 Vikings, who had Cunningham, Moss, Chris Carter, Robert Smith, Did he have any issues getting the ball to anybody? Nope. You had the Rams, the greatest show on turf. All that talent. Didn't have an issue getting the ball moved around. It's just sad when you look at what's going on and then people say, well, hey, he's a top five quarterback. You can't be a top five quarterback when everything is going great because you have all the talent around you in the world. But then when it's kind of shaky, it's like, well, it's not perfect for him. Then why are you top five?
Because he wins a lot.
You win a lot because you got all the talent in the world around you.
Okay. So did Troy Aikman. So did Joe Montana.
Yeah, cool. But I'm saying, when it's on you, you have to do your thing. You said 7 points above expectation. Mm-hmm. With all that type of talent, you would expect for him to feed the beast. All the beasts that's around him, right?
Yeah.
So it can't be this thing like this. I mean, y'all got me in the foxhole with Spike these days. It can't be he just won. We had the number one. Peyton Manning won.
Yeah.
With the Broncos.
Yeah.
They had an all-world defense, and he was trash.
Yeah, but he's a two-time Super Bowl champion.
But he was trash that year, right?
Yeah.
He was a bus driver.
Yeah.
And that's what Jalen has been, but we've been putting the makeup on a pig and say, hey, he's a great quarterback. He is a great person. He's a great teammate. Mm-hmm. He's not a great quarterback.
Okay, and he still won the Super Bowl.
Yes, they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, CJ, is if that's what Jalen is, then wouldn't it behoove the rest of the team to step up and play better? Let me say all the people that have said Jalen is a mediocre quarterback and needs all this talent around him. Let's say they're telling the truth. Well, then why aren't we expecting something different now? He still needs the other guys around him to play better. Huh?
But don't tell me he won the Super Bowl then.
Well, I think when we look for that argument, you have to address that with a specific person. I feel like I've always been honest about what I feel about Jalen Hurts and where I think he is and how he should be ranked. The bottom line is that
you do a great job of it. I think you do a great job. I just hate the fact that it's like when we start balancing it out to tell the truth on the other side,
mm-hmm.
like, hey, he's not doing this thing, it makes us haters. And it's just like, no, we understand. Like, hey, I want to get in the foxhole and fight for him too when I hear everybody else that's not Philly-based talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I hear the chatterbox from the Jalen side, I'm like, hold on, man, what are you saying? Oh, he's not number two. He's not number five. Like, what are we talking about?
What we're talking about
shouldn't look that bad.
What we're talking about is our quarterback. So we to expect fans to be realistic with their view on a guy who just helped you win the Super Bowl, second Super Bowl in franchise history, and was the Super Bowl MVP, I think it's actually unrealistic of us or anyone to expect fans to see it any other way. Why would fans view Jalen any other way but in a glowing light? During the offseason. The argument happens in the offseason.
Yeah, I just don't want us to get too high up to where we're not being realistic. And let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking Baker lost all his receivers. Like, what did he do? What did he do when he lost all his receivers?
I'm not allowed to talk about Baker.
He's played well. You can talk about Baker.
Yeah.
The only problem is this. Baker's fine. Like, hold on, CJ, let me ask you this. What happens if Baker loses in the first round?
He's expected.
Huh?
He's expected.
He's expected? To lose in the first round?
To lose. Because he doesn't have all-world talent on him.
He doesn't have all-world talent around him. What? The guy is 5-1 right now as the MVP leading candidate. You don't think Abuku? Hold on. You don't think the first-round receiver is all-world talent?
Compared to AJ?
We're doing the whole compared to AJ Devontae thing. If everybody could have AJ, hold on. If everybody could have AJ and Devontae on their team, then that wouldn't. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Baker was also the number one overall pick. Shouldn't he be expected to do more with less?
Yeah, he got bounced around too.
Oh my God. I'm just saying, he won a Heisman Trophy and he was the number one overall pick. Why wouldn't he be expected to do more?
You're right. But once you get bounced around, that expectation isn't on you anymore. I'll be real with you.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with Jalen. It's just when you hear people like Wade talk and it's so unrealistic, it gets to a point where it's like, man, I have to balance it out. Especially when I'm looking at like, man, we're supposed to be in repeat mode. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to be, his thing is supposed to be he's the leader.
Yeah.
You're the leader. So you mean to tell me you can't get your guy to follow you? Your receiver was supposed to be your best buddy? Unless he was from you, like,
we may have overplayed that. Yeah, we may have overplayed the receiver best buddy thing ourselves.
Well, and thanks for the call, CJ. I don't think it's fair to put that any more on Jalen than it is on AJ. And in fact, if anyone has made more of an issue of it, it's certainly AJ over Jalen. You know, just saying that Jalen can magically, if you're a good leader, make a guy who doesn't like you
makes no sense.
Yeah, that is that's unfair. I think that is an unfair expectation.
You know what has happened? It's now it's become Jalen should fix everything.
Well, yeah.
But here's the problem, though. When I see other quarterbacks that people believe are better than him, when they don't play well, the first thing you go to is, well, he doesn't have enough talent around him. Right? Like, Josh Allen doesn't play well, then I hear, well, he doesn't have this, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have this, he doesn't have that. Well, if he's that great, then he shouldn't need as much talent as Jalen needs around him. If we all agree Jalen needs talent around him, he's always been that guy.
Yeah, I think you said this to Elliot earlier before we get to text line. Like, let's just put away the lists from the offseason.
Because that's all it is.
Elite and rankings, because I think some people talk themselves into, you can say from now to forever, because he was ranked third, that he should be able to be Aaron Rodgers or something. It doesn't matter how much he gets paid. It doesn't matter where you put him on your list. All that matters is how he can play and how he's playing right now. That's all that matters.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if he's 12th or 15th or 7th or 4th or it doesn't, none of it matters.
I agree.
It doesn't matter anymore. It's fun for off season. It'll be fun for when the season's over.
Yep.
But for right now, it just doesn't matter.
And I guarantee you, if this thing keeps going the way it's going, nobody's going to be arguing about he's a top five quarterback.
No, that'll be over.
And that's the point. You know why? Because he wouldn't have played like a top five quarterback.
Right. And then we'll do it all again.
Yes.
The text line, and which I will love doing overall.
we do rankings. That's what we do.
Look. It's better than digging ditches, as they say. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. No offense to anyone who does dig ditches. It is a worthwhile, yeah.
There you go.
Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Samuel L. Jackson started to take roles just for the check right after he won the Oscar for Training Day. Spike.
Wait a minute. I never said he took roles just for a check.
No, but you did say that he was in The Matrix.
Oh, right. And he was not in Training Day. That was Denzel.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, that's the joke. Okay. I was missing the core of the joke there. That's on me.
Yeah, Get Carter was for the check. Is it Coach Carter or Get Carter?
Get Carter.
Coach Carter.
Wait, what? Get Carter's a movie, though.
You're asking the wrong
Sylvester
guy.
Stallone?
Sylvester Stallone. Yes. Yes.
Is that the backwards that one?
I do want to say, I said Lawrence Fishburne right after I said Samuel L. Jackson. I did correct myself very quickly. Not quickly enough for the text line. What's next?
Well, now that Elliot thinks we should have a tough practice tomorrow, we will take it seriously. Nick at the NovaCare.
Did you hear that?
No.
During his hit today, he's like, yeah, I think they should have a hard practice tomorrow.
Oh, well,
like,
great.
Oh, well, great. I'm sure the Eagles can't wait. They're taking your advice seriously.
Lining it up, yeah. Oklahoma drill tomorrow.
Yeah, Elliot said so.
Yep. What's next?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Iverson. Also, you're a bum and a loser. Chuck tonight if he had a coherent moral code.
It's a good point.
Wow.
He didn't win a championship.
If
on,
Chuck has a coherent moral code.
Yep.
You know he's going there with nothing but praise and worship.
Oh, come on. That guy's a warrior, much better than Embiid. You know he'd say that to him too.
Yep.
We got this dude here, man.
We got this ball. Yep.
You had heart. What's next?
What is that thing you're doing with your hands? A twirl? Jimmy Kimski when Elliot starts dancing to the opening music of his new show.
I want Elliot to twirl at the beginning of the show.
I'm about to go in.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying in his head when he does it.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of opening music, TK's still rocking his opening music.
I heard that.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. The guy that spent hours in the lab cooking up.
Yes.
Don't ever change your intro, TK.
Yes.
Ever.
Use the TK song that was created by AI, not that one guy. What's next?
I got nothing. I'm lost. Ike, when Jordan Mailata asked him to comment on the hurry-up offense, not knowing that Ike was still thinking about rainy day movies from yesterday.
Not far off.
Yeah. I
probably definitely was still thinking about the name of the movie that Samuel L. played in.
Yeah,
The Avengers. And I didn't mean to throw Jordan off by asking him what they're doing well, but boy, did he sound thrown off by it.
He comes
in with his guard up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And he's like, hold on a second.
Yeah. This is a trick question.
What are we doing well?
Yeah, I don't know.
You ask someone else.
Yeah, what's next?
Oh, I'm still alive. Yeah.
Jordan Mailata, after Spike made him realize the team is doing nothing well.
Good time. Had no idea that was coming. Oh, that is so funny. Is there Fritz the Sixth tonight? Or is it TK?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
What do you got?
Fritz the Sixth tonight?
Yeah, well, hold on. So I got the one night kicked out of here for Elliot.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you doing the Cody Bellinger show? Is that why
No.
All right, you're doing Eagles.
I'll do little Eagles talk to start it.
No, do Cody Bellinger.
No, I'm going to start with the Eagles.
Okay.
There's, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do I Told You So for a whole hour. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to make people.
Oh, yeah, Seth's going to call up here.
Nah,
yeah. Yeah.
No, little fellas, little Eagles.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. And then TK after you.
Yeah.
We will talk to you tomorrow, same place, same time. Thanks for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
I always rub my stick.
Speaking of rubbing your stick, hockey stick, Blue Chew.
It's called a big dose of D.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere, pal.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, a hockey stick. I was talking about a hockey stick, completely unrelated.
Yes.
Blue Chew. Woo! Boy, is Blue Chew going to solve a problem that you're having in the bedroom. That problem is a performance that isn't the way that it used to be. But you can still perform like you were in your prime.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You remember, I'm not going to say the name of the player, but we had an outfielder here, had a really good first half. Maybe he was on something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it was that, 2009, 2010?
Yeah,
2009. No. It's 2009, right?
2009, all right.
26 home runs in the first half.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
You go to BlueChew.com. You're going to avoid several things. You're going to avoid going to a doctor's office because you just do it at BlueChew.com. You're going to avoid going to the pharmacy because they send it to you in a discreet,
hard
package.
And one thing you're not going to avoid is an improvement in your love life in the bedroom.
Mm.
You're also going to avoid paying by using code 94 at checkout because your first month is going to be free. Ike, I say we have Jack pay for it.
How about that?
Yeah. I'm still doing that?
Yes.
You take care of it.
Still doing it. Blue Chew's going to send you chewables in that discreet and hard package, shipped directly here from the US of A. And once you're done with your free month, it's cheaper because they make it and ship it here from the US of A. But first month free.
Mm-hmm.
Make the bedroom the way it should be. Go to BlueChew.com.
Wow.
Use code. Well, I don't know.
You had that one?
Yeah.
I'm even sitting on that one.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94 for your first month free. And then you can.
Chew it and do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.